Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykan. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Noemi Foster. And last week, I got a survey request, and then I got a prize, and I choose your the fast boost that is free of charge as my price, and I just have to pay the shipping. But now you are charging me for it. Why is that? What do you need from me? The number of what you send me? It's a wall electric heater. I cannot understand this.
Yes. Yes. Let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
33707. I completed a sound survey and I won a prize. You charged me $10.97 for shipping, and the merchandise is free. But now I saw it in my credit card that you're charging me. And according to my credit card rep, you are charging me every month for $56.95. I cannot understand this. It's supposed to be a free gift.
Yes, that is correct. Yes. So basically it is free. I'm not sure. Usually it's like three or four days you have to cancel it. And then if you don't cancel it, they bill you full price for it. So I'm sure that's what happened with you.
What? I don't understand you.
I said whenever you sign up for the gadgets, they are free. But you have 3 days to cancel. And once you don't cancel, they bill you the full retail price.
Why will I cancel when you're giving it to me free? Why will I cancel something that's free?
Because if you don't cancel, then you have to pay full retail price for the product.
Well, you're giving it to me free, and then I'm going to cancel it? Where's the logic? Why will I cancel it? I want that free. It's a small heater on the wall. I cannot understand your logic. I took the survey. I got the price. It says that I paid the shipping, which I paid $9.97, and then you ship me the product. Why will I cancel it when it's free?
Because it's free, but if you don't cancel it, then you'll have to pay the full retail price, which is what you have on your account now.
It's free. Why will I cancel it? It's supposed to be free. Even there it says $0 is the price, $9.97 is the shipping. I don't understand. You're giving it to me free, and then when I cancel it, what will happen? You are going to get it back?
No, once we cancel it, we can just cancel it out, but no, we don't take the product back. But I'm not, what was your first and last name? Let me see if I can get you pulled up first. What was your first and last name?
Noemi, Noemi Foster. If you don't cancel it, I'm going to dispute this with my credit card. I already warned them. So what do you want me to do? Send it back to you?
No, ma'am. Verify your address for security purposes.
6213 9th Avenue South, Gulfport, Florida, 33707. You're really confusing me.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see you signed in for the space heater, rated for $9.97. Is that correct?
Yeah, you charged me that, and that is the shipping.
Correct. And then
I ordered this as a prize, a pre-prize for completing the survey. And you're doing it again. Walmart sent me and another one. I just deleted them because the first one that I completed, then I got charged. So where is my prize for doing the survey? I don't want this if I have to pay for this, okay? If I want this, I'll order it. Probably I get a heater in Amazon, not from you.
Yes. So what we can do for you on that charge, looks like here we can do, let's see.
What can you do?
We can do a courtesy 35% refund and cancel you out.
Okay. You will refund this $56.95. I don't mind the shipping because you ship it. So I'm willing to pay that. But this $56.95, and it is like, recurring, I don't want that.
Yes, ma'am.
So what are you going to do?
Yes, ma'am. So would you like for me to apply that 35% refund and get it canceled out for you?
Yeah, cancel it for me and cancel the recurring, because I have a portable heater, but because it's small, I thought that it would be good. It's just in the wall. But if if you want me to ship it back to you, I will ship it. But you have to pay the shipping, because I'm not going to pay for returning it. In the first place, explain to me that why did you offer it as a price and then you are going to bill?
Yeah, it says listed under the term of the conditions.
It doesn't, on the price list that was sent to me, I did not read that. I did not see that. If I saw it, then I will not order it.
Yeah, most people don't see that part.
So how will I know that if I don't see that part? I'm going to complain to Sam's about this. Because this is a scam.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I did apologize for that. But I did go ahead and get you canceled out. I did apply that 35% refund. You can give it 3 to 5 business days.
So whatever my Discover card rep says that, ma'am, this is a recurring. You're also going to cancel it. Because I don't want to see it again.
I've already canceled it for you.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for going.
But try to explain to me, how can this be a gift when you're charging?
Because you have to cancel it out, otherwise you have to pay full price.
Why is it not written there on that column for this, that you have to cancel this? So where is my price if I cancel it?
Your price.
Huh?
You said where is a prize?
No. The first place, the reason I order it is I want it, okay? Because I will not order it if I did not want it. And it says there, you have 00, price is 0. You have to pay $9.97. And I'm willing to do that because shipping it to me. So I paid that. But why will I cancel it when I want it? I cannot see the logic of canceling. Even if I don't see any cancellation, you know, why will I cancel it? Tell me. The reason that I order it is because I want it. So what's the point of canceling it if I want it?
Because that's how they have it set up on the terms and conditions.
You know, the Better Business Bureau will not understand you. If I wrote the Better Business Bureau, you know, will not understand you. I was almost ready to. Now that you explain it to me, that's not right by the customer. You should not do that. I know it's not you. Okay, it's not directly to you. It's the company.
Correct, yes.
Why will you make us believe that we got it as a prize? And like I told you, I want it. I like it. That's why I order it. There's so much choices there. But I choose yours. Even if your shipping is expensive. The other shipping is only $4.95. You know, $5, but I choose you because I want to try it. I want to see. And then now, you know, working it is so very complicated. I'm 78 years old. I cannot understand how to operate it because there's so many things that I need to do. But, you know, help me. Explain it to me. Why will I cancel it?
So that you're not billing full retail price for the item.
You don't have a retail price. I do not even know how much it is. Because it's 00 on the price. How are you allowed to do business like that? Don't you get any complaint from the BBB, from the Better Business Bureau?
I'm not sure.
Oh God. I used to work for 21 years as a customer service. Your job must really be hard. Explaining to customer this.
I know, over and over, yes, ma'am.
I pity you. I'm so thankful that I work for Xerox. I don't have to go through what you're going through with me. And it's not you. It's not personal. I know it's not you. But how can your company do that?
As long as they have it listed on the page where you sign up and you agree to it, they're able to put it in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, but there is no under your product. It's only the name and the price 00 and the shipping. It doesn't have anything there that says that you have to cancel it. If I cancel it, then you will not ship it to me. Is that how it goes?
No, ma'am. You pay the shipping, which is a $9.97. You call in to cancel so that you're not billed the full retail price, and then you receive the space heater.
Okay, if I pay the $9.97 because you charge it first, that's why I saw it. And I says, oh, this is the shipping, so it's okay. And then when I look again, because I check my credit card every so many days, every 2 days. And I'm a senior citizen. I'm limited. My money is limited, so I have to check on what I'm spending. And then I saw it, and I says, what is this? And I called my Discover right away, and they told me what to do. I says, okay, the shipping is okay, because they ship it to me. But that 56, I'm not willing to pay that. I'm willing to return it to you if you want it, but you pay my shipping.
No, ma'am, you don't have to return it. Give me 1 second, okay? Thank you for patiently waiting for me. So I did as a one-time courtesy. Go ahead and refund that $56.95 for you. It'll take 3 to 5 business days to go back on your Discover card.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are definitely welcome.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.